This is TWiT.
VentureBeat's lead mobile writer Devendra Hardwar says there's no hope for Amazon's Fire Phone. The reason is the new evidence that hardly anyone is buying it. And Devendra joins us now to explain. Welcome, Devendra.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being here. Now, how many phones has Amazon sold and how do we know that?
Well, so Amazon never releases, data on the amount of units it sold of anything. But Charles Arthur at The Guardian put together some really interesting data using Chitika's ad network and Comscore's data on mobile users, and basically came up with a number that said Amazon didn't sell more than 35,000 Fire Phones, which is pretty horrible. You know, it was released a month ago, almost exactly a month ago, I think. And you would expect at least a lot more than that. And this is probably why, you know, most companies don't reveal sales numbers for new products, too.
Yeah. Hey, follow up on that. Is any hope of maybe Amazon expanding to other networks to jumpstart sales? Or might the other networks look at this and say, well, there's no demand here. We're not even interested.
I think that's probably it. It was probably tough for Amazon to even court multiple carriers. And actually, that was something that really helped Samsung when they were trying to get started with their Galaxy S series. It wasn't until the Galaxy S2 and the Galaxy S3 was on all the carriers that it was able to take off. The failure here on AT&T kind of reminds me of the Facebook phone from a couple years ago as well. So these exclusives don't work, and clearly other carriers will look at this and not want any part of it at all.
The Amazon Fire Phone has a lot of problems. It's not got the best set of utilities. The specific features that are unique to this phone come off as kind of parlor tricks type gimmicks, and the price is way too high. But it's early days, and Amazon is the kind of company that really sticks with the directions that they go in. And one can easily see them saving this somehow, either through funneling money to AT&T to essentially subsidize it to make it worth their while, selling it aggressively on their own website. Of course, they have huge traffic on Amazon.com. And when they first came out with a Kindle, they had the Kindle advertised front and center on their website for at least a year, 24/7 every day, at least in the United States. So isn't there still hope, Devendra? Do you think that they could really pull this out over the long term?
Over the long term, probably with future models, they'll be able to, figure out, get some features that people actually want, maybe get it to a price point that actually differentiates it and makes it a better value than, competing phones. I think it was a really dumb idea to price it the same as a brand new iPhone or a brand new Galaxy S5. They're already paying tons of subsidies to AT&T, I believe, to get it down to that price, too. So, there's a lot that could change. I think this specific model, though, there's just so much working against it. I think it was just doomed to fail from the start because it's exclusive to AT&T, so not many people can buy it. And it's not competitive at all compared to anything else out there. They could reduce the price. It could even go down to being, a couple pennies or something by this holiday season. But I'm not sure if anybody's even going to go for it at that point because it doesn't really offer anything. And the big problem, too, is that you're stuck with the limited selection of Android apps that Amazon has available. You don't get Google apps. You don't get Google services directly into the phone. It doesn't make sense. I don't think people would want this phone.
Any types of clues in terms of what they may have in the pipeline? Might they diversify the product offerings, introduce new types of phones, or is it way too early to say what they may be cooking up in the R&D labs?
Amazon is notoriously secretive, but what we do know is I think they said they were working on this phone for 2 years. And the fact that, they spent 2 years and the best thing they could come up with was a, gimmicky 3D display that, sure, it's unique, but it doesn't do anything and actually makes using the phone harder than other competing phones. And the other key feature is Firefly, which is just a way for you to buy stuff faster on Amazon. It seems like they really help themselves more rather than helping consumers. Eventually, maybe they could come out with something that is truly innovative and truly interesting. But I'm a little worried because I don't think Amazon is pushing the boundaries as much as they could. And we saw this a bit with the Fire TV as well, which is at least better priced, but it's not a really innovative new device. It's just yet another set-top box.
So, Devendra, what is Amazon's best next move for this phone and for their larger mobile platform generally? What should they do? What would you do if you were in charge of this project?
I think clearly whoever was in charge of this phone and whoever was working on it, I don't think they really had the vision necessary to make it to make something that's truly competitive to go against the iPhone and the Galaxy S5, other top phones. Samsung has problems of their own, but they've learned quickly and they course correct quickly and they fix problems. I don't think Amazon moves that quickly. So I think one thing we may see is Amazon potentially buying a new, buying a phone company at some point. They bought Twitch yesterday, which was a huge play, a nearly $1 billion play to get into video game streaming. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't say that's out of the question.
Devendra Hardawar writes at VentureBeat.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Devendra. Thanks for joining us, Devendra Hardawar.
Thanks, guys.